kamu.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. The Indonesian government will implement the Hazard Analysis and Critical Control Points ISO 22000 standard for its free nutritious meals program. This move aims to improve the quality and safety of food distributed through the initiative. HACCP ISO 22000 is an internationally recognized food safety management system designed to ensure safety across the entire food supply chain. Indonesia's main stock index rose on Thursday, October 9, at the Indonesia Stock Exchange as investors responded positively to signals the U.S. Federal Reserve may cut interest rates two more times this year, boosting global market sentiment and risk appetite. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From Indonesia to the world, welcome to the afternoon session of Indonesia Today from the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, Voice of Indonesia. With me, Rahma, on the mic on this Thursday, October 9, 2025, going to be here to present to you various updates, information, music, all about Indonesia. So make sure you keep tuning in on voinews.id or RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI.
Tatapanmu menghantui pikiranku terus menerus. Tak lupa hangat senyummu, senyummu. sempurna. Mungkin kita bisa berjalan bersama. Tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Serasa ku ingin katakan padanya, seberapa ku ingin kamu temani hidupku yang dulu. Kalau kau jadikan penumpang, tunggu sejenak, ini belum saatnya. Kan tiba waktunya, semuanya jadi kenangan. Jakarta rapat tara. Tertulis di bola matamu, setiap katamu mengikat diriku. Terkuncilah sudah hatiku di kota yang baru, yang sekarang ku anggap rumahku. Setiap ku pergi, kau selalu menanti. Tinggalkan hatiku di sana, kau dapat pastikan ku takkan kemana. Kisah kasih yang kita rangkai bersama, kan semuanya jadi kenangan. Yeah.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Badai, an Indonesian noted musician, Doadi Badai Holo, or known as a former keyboardist of the popular Kris Patih band. It was Badai who often created hit songs which are still known to music lovers in Indonesia. Badai wants his songs to be rejuvenated by every generation. Therefore, he collaborated with an actor, Randy Pangalila, and released the album Badai and Randy Pangalila The Greatest Hits Volume 1 on January 19, 2024. The songs on this album include hits that have been sung by Kris Patih, such as the song Tapi Bukan Aku, which means But It Wasn't Me. Through the latest arrangement, this song feels more mature. Well, listener, let's enjoy a song by Badai X Randy with Tapi Bukan Aku. Happy listening!
Sesali keputusanku, ku tak ingin kau semakin tak terluka. Tak ingin ku paksakan cinta ini, meski tiada sanggup untuk I'm not afraid to die.
Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Banyuwangi is one of the most exotic cities in East Java. Being the easternmost city in Java makes the city always collect the very first leafy light of sunrise in Java. Banyuwangi is also lushly green, yet densely populated. As a less popular tourism destination, Banyuwangi in fact has plenty of hidden gems, one of which is Pancur Beach. This beach is part of the regions of Alas Purwo National Park and is located near the Pancur Resort, around 5 kilometers from Rowobendo Coast or the entrance gate of Alas Purwo National Park, or 3 kilometers from Triangulasi. From a water course or waterfall flowing directly to the sand and the sea. Pancur Beach possesses a long coastline with a medium wave and white ground that is suitable for family camping. Sunset is the most perfect time to visit this place, as we can enjoy the captivating view from this place. When you arrive at the location, you will see the staircases that will lead you to the destination. A small freshwater river, which forms a mini waterfall and flows to the ocean, exists not far from the beach. That's why the beach is called Pancur. There are various activities that you can do in this beach, such as renting a fisherman's boat to cross further and taking a sight of the ocean. The sloping contour of the beach with its soft beach sand makes you want to set up a camp there. While enjoying the panoramic view of the blue sea and the clear sky, you can set a bonfire to cook the foods that you brought. Also, high waves can also be a playground area. If you want to cross the ocean further, the boats of local fishermen are available for rent, so that you can enjoy and take pictures of the high seas. Not far from the beach, you can also find resorts that provide rooms and decent facilities, such as restaurant, cafe, and many more. If you want to visit this beach, we suggest you use a private vehicle, such as a car or motorcycle, as there is still no public transportation that can take you to the location. You can just drive your vehicle to Alas Purwo National Park and register yourself at Rowobendo Post before you can reach the Pancur Beach, which is located 2 kilometers from the entrance.
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh, di hati. Sempat terpikir tuh kembali, walau beda akan ku jalani. Tak ada niat untuk selamanya pergi. Jika teringat yang kini kau jauh di mata, dekat di hati, apakah sama yang kurasa
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is keyword of the day. Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough. A quote by B.J. Habibie. Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on June 25, 1936. B.J. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian children must manage their time to read a lot of books, articles, or information. Reading must also be a daily habit for people of Indonesia. Chandrika Keo Murationgo, as a young writer, has her own response on this.
Yeah, definitely. I think I have lots of messages for the government, but specifically in literacy, Indonesia is actually the 60th country in Asia that has the lowest literacy rate. And this 60th position is due to a lot of factors. And I think a huge factor is in schools, you're not really taught to read. You're taught to listen and just do what you're told. So I think when we incorporate more reading habits or dedicating a specific time for children to read, giving them more reading materials, teaching them as if it could be an escape, not just a chore, I think that could really set a good precedent for their habits in the future.
from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo Rhythm. Enjoy.
Openuai amak pardenami, nunga dibaik kamu godang dalihan natului. Asamar pangidua mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsattabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asa merguru kami tupatik nyamata debata baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Thank you.
Sumatra Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province where the capital city is Kabanjahe. This regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen is percussion instruments which consists of five instruments and played by five persons. The instruments are one penarune, two penggual, and two simalugong. It is called Gendang Lima Sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by five different instruments, namely sarune. As an aerophone, Gendang Indung as a membranophone, and Gendang Anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called Gendang Lima Sidalinen, Ranggutna 10-2. Oh, 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 oh Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, keteng keteng as a ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and mangkuk bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as sir jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir jabaten consists of players of saruni, gendang singanaki, gendang singinduni, gendang penganak, and gong. Each instrument player in Karo traditional ethno scenes has a name. Take for example, saruni player is called panaruni. Gendang or singanaki and singinduni player is called pangguak. And penganak player is called simalu penganak. And gong player is called simalugo. And also mangkuk michiho player is called simalu mangkuk michiho. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, gendang Karo is complete if there are saruni, gendang si ngindungi, gendang singanaki, menganak, and gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to gendang. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Yeah.
Thank you.